and I'll tell you a story about Johnny McGorry. It's the story of Mrs. Mahady. Lived in Clara, down the road, not far from Monte Paddy. And her husband was working in England. He was a migratory labourer working in England. And I don't know if you know, but in Ireland, if you have to have a fire for the winter, you have to have turf. That's what they burn. They save turf and they burn it and they save it. So Mrs. Mahady had all this turf back, but the husband couldn't take it to her house because he had to be working over there and he had to leave to keep his job and he had to do this and do that. And he was there and she was stuck at home and she had three little boys and one of them was 11, one of them was 7, and the other one was a littler fella. He was about, I don't know, maybe one small little fella. So now, to get the turf home, back to the thing, they had to go with a donkey and cart to collect it. And it was far. It was about, let me think how far it used to be when I went there. It was 6 miles to the bog to collect the turf. And when they were there, one of the neighbours said, "Look, I think, Mrs. Hill, there's somebody stealing your turf." And she had nobody to go with it. And she said, okay, nothing to do, but they got to visit our Johnny and McGorry and see if he could help them. So Johnny looked at it and he could see that the stuff was being stolen and everything like that. So he made a plan. So what he did is he got the turf and he puts his magic finger on it, put a spell on it, and what it is that when it was taken by anybody, not the Mahady children or the Mahady people, it went back to its normal thing when it was got wet and wouldn't burn and just went all soggy and horrible. So then they didn't know who was stealing it. So all of a sudden there's people up in Ballinaham and they're saying, "We got this turf and I don't know what's happened, but it looks terrible and it's gone all wet and horrible and useless and we cannot burn it or do anything with it." And they said, "Well, who did you buy it from?" And said, "Yeah, we bought it from the Quinn brothers. Two fellas about 19 or 20 years old that were floating around up to no good, drinking porter and fighting and everything like that." So anyhow, he said, "Fine." So the next time he went and he said to the woman, was my auntie actually, Auntie Baby, and he said, "Next time you buy turf from this bugger," he said, "pay him with this money." So they paid them with the money, and then the money became like a magic money that anything that wherever they bought with it, it either tasted horrible or went rotten on them as they looked at it. And if they made tea with it, it burned their mouth. And then when it burned their mouth, as their mouth got burned more, their tongue got fat and they couldn't talk properly. And then they were in a state. So then they knew who was doing it. So Johnny said, "Okay." He said, "I'm not taking the spell off you now until you do something." And he made them take all the turf to Mrs. Mahady's house while her husband was in England. And she had a nice winter with plenty of turf, a nice warm fire.
Right.
And that's the end. Well, that was the story about Johnny McGorry.